response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
2 minutes after 1 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. Lukey! It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. As we've entered the summer months, it's all about the second apron and lollipops. That's really the topics here. And we've covered both of them a lot, and we will continue to cover both of them extensively because I don't think the lollipop situation is going anywhere. In fact, I think the people that knocked Jazz Chisholm for enjoying a nice lollipop will be the same people that will embrace the lollipop if it becomes a thing. Meaning, if Jazz takes off here, if the Yankees take off, and I mean they've already taken off, but you know what I'm saying. If they have a long winning streak here and Jazz all of a sudden raises that average up and he starts hitting more home runs like he did tonight, I could see the lollipop thing catching on. And I came on the air last night and I told you I don't have a big issue with Jazz Chisholm enjoying a lollipop. I knew there would be just ridiculous takes about it and false fake outrage about it. Due in part to, I think a lot of Yankee fans are just sick of Jazz Chisholm. They don't want him on the team anymore, whether he's yawning on the field or he's got his back turned, which reminded me of the Sting promo right before he turned into the Crow. Wasn't quite the next week because he did come out and cut a very small promo in the new Crow look. But when he did that promo with his back to the hard cam, which in wrestling is the camera that you stare at and that's why you do it, so you're looking at the people at home, or they're looking at you, I should say. But Sting had his back turned, and that's what Jazz did when he had his back turned the entire time during a media session, and he had all his outfits and clothes there, or the yawning thing, or the lollipop. And I think there's a lot of Yankee fans that don't think he has a lot of professionalism, or it's not Yankee-like, or whatever the case may be. Bottom line is this. The lollipops are in the dugout. We found that out tonight when Jazz celebrated with them. Who knew? I never saw a player enjoy a lollipop. I didn't realize they were in the dugout, but they are. And I'm pretty sure there's not a sign on the lollipop basket or in the dugout that says you can't enjoy a nice lollipop in the field. Now, if Jazz Chisholm went out to second base and he started acting like it was the 4th of July and he started grilling hot dogs and hamburgers and playing wiffle ball out there or shooting off fireworks, then I'd have a problem with it. And I was stunned that Aaron Boone, for all the hills to die on and for the country club that he pretty much runs there, I'm stunned that this is the one he picked. And Boone after the game, oh, now Jazz can have all the lollipops he wants. Well, I don't know why you made such a big deal of it to begin with, Aaron. Who cares? Meaning, why should you care? I doubt any of his teammates had an issue with it. And if a ball was hit to him and he had to make a diving catch, I'm sure for health and safety reasons, he would have taken the lollipop out of his mouth and thrown it somewhere. Now, of course, you don't want to litter, but then you could have picked it up. He could have picked it up. Somebody, a first baseman could have picked it up. Somebody in the grounds crew, a ball man, or there is no ball man, so a ball boy would have picked it up, or ball person at this point. It is 2026, so whoever would have been able to come over there and pick up the lollipop would have done that. But Jazz had a huge home run tonight, and he shut everybody up that was annoyed about the lollipop. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Bob in Keyport right here on After Hours. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
First on a lollipop, then a couple NBA points. Don't you think the MLB might be concerned about the lollipop when you have the stick coming out of his mouth, goes for a ground ball, he could hit a camera or something?
Yeah,
I think that could be an issue.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think I don't know if MLB has a problem with it. I just think there's a lot of Yankee fans because of just a frustration with Jazz or maybe the lack of production this year.
We found that yesterday with the cameras in the ground.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, no, I know what you're getting at here, but I don't think to your point, I don't think that they care at all about that. No.
Second of all, don't you think it's funny that the guy who could have been on Lucas' team and could have been on Brunch's team ended up going to the Mavs?
Do I find it funny? Yeah, do I find it funny? Not really. No.
The whole game of trading GMs, you know?
Yeah, I understand that, but
all these guys, I'm saying, getting everything back They ever gave?
I suppose, but for me, no.
I hear. Okay, have a good one, Tommy.
Well, Bob, normally I go along with your shtick there, but those ones didn't really move the needle on me. But I always appreciate the effort, though, Robert. You know that. Sometimes you're just not going to catch me, or it's not going to catch me in a situation where I think it's funny. But I normally like your material. Tonight, not the best, but we work on that. Or maybe I wasn't the best audience for that because I'm too worried about lollipops and second aprons. But I am happy that Jazz Chisholm silenced his doubters. He silenced his critics by hitting a big home run, by enjoying that home run with his lollipops. I'm sure the haters of Jazz Chisholm enjoying that lollipop will now embrace the lollipop. They will now make the lollipop a thing. They will create a lollipop sort of theme with the Yankees. It was never a big deal to begin with. It was all false outrage, fake outrage, and now the fake outragers have been silenced. They've been made to look foolish because Jazz Chisholm hit a huge home run. He celebrated with the lollipops, and the lollipop became a topic of conversation in a playful way after the game with Aaron Boone and with Jazz Chisholm. So good for Jazz. It was never a big deal. It wasn't like he was out there at second base grilling hot dogs and hamburgers and shooting off fireworks like it was the 4th of July. He was enjoying a lollipop, and oh, by the way, the lollipops are in the dugout. We found that out tonight. So if the lollipops are in the dugout, why can't he enjoy it at second base? And if a ball was hit to him and he had a dive, I'm sure he would have taken the lollipop out and thrown it somewhere so he wouldn't have choked on it. Safety first. But good on Jazz. He hit a big home run. He celebrated with the lollipops. And now all the false, fake outragers have to eat their words and or embrace the lollipop. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call if you want to join the conversation about lollipops and second aprons and the draft tonight. Let's go to Eric in Parsippany. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Tommy. What's going on, man?
What's happening?
Good catching up.
Likewise.
Yeah, I mean, Nick's draft, I was looking to get Zuby, you know, like Ozzy stole a little thunder there. But
yeah, Ozzy, his Hawks got Zuby, his Cowboys got Caleb Downs, so he's been winning in terms of the draft when it comes to his teams versus mine.
Yeah, what's Ozzy doing up after his bedtime, too?
I was stunned by that, because you know what? I'm glad that you brought that up, Eric, because Ozzy gives me the big song and dance and the big sob story that he goes to bed early. But when it's on his terms and when it's on his time to call, then it doesn't matter if he's up past midnight, because the whole point where he was upset that one time is because he had to get to bed early. Meanwhile, we found out tonight, I believe, he is retired, and he also stays up late, apparently, because he called me and we got on after midnight to talk to him.
Oh, we got Ozzy after hours now, too. Jeez.
Yes, we did, which is scary because Ozzy has a dirty mind. So I don't want him on, you know, the safe harbor hours here where he feels like he could just sort of let it loose.
Exactly. But no, I agree with you. The Nets should have went after Acuff.
That was embarrassing. Honestly, and Sean Marks, when is enough enough? I mean, this guy's on the Brian Cashman contract. How does a guy survive the KD, Kyrie, James Harden fiasco? He's still there, and tonight, again, not drafting Darius Acuff Jr., who I think is going to be, now maybe this is a player that they don't want because of how it went poorly, but I think he has the game of a Kyrie Irving. I think he's awesome. Yeah. I was texting Evan that, and he wanted Acuff too, and he told me, and I give Evan credit for this, he said they're not going to take him. He was spot on, and Sean Marks continues to just be Sean Marks, and which is not a good thing.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
They must love his Australian accent there or something.
It's amazing. Like I said, I don't know how the heck you survived. No other GM except maybe Brian Cashman could possibly keep their job after what is the biggest disaster in all of sports. You have those three star players and you don't even make the Eastern Conference Finals. You don't make the NBA Finals. You don't win a championship. It's mind-numbingly crazy to me. And the Nets are where they are because of Marks, really, and decisions like this.
Yeah, I mean, people are down in Acuff because of size again, but, I mean, we saw this with Brunson.
Bingo.
I mean, Acuff's
yeah, everything you hear about him is the size, can't play defense, sounds a lot like Jalen Brunson. Now, listen, not everybody's going to be Jalen Brunson,
30.
Thankfully.
He can also drop 30,
correct.
No problem, you know?
Correct, and I want a guy, look, defense is important, but I want guys that could drop 30, drop 40. It's about offense, it's about scoring buckets, especially late in games, and I think this guy, Darius Acuff, is the goods. Apparently, the Nets disagreed with me.
Yeah. No, I would love the smoozer tonight with the lollipop gate and the Rosenberg and the Salzburg.
You know, there
Rosenberg
was a song.
Disney World.
There was a song, lollipop, lollipop, ooh, all the lolly, lolly, lollipop. We would have heard that song. He would have not gotten the fella's name that the Knicks drafted correctly, pronounced correctly.
Oh, yeah, he'd be like the pronunciation of these draft picks. We got cigarettes up in New York.
Yep.
You know, his prices.
He'd be like, you already know with which I'm talking about with the Knicks and who they drafted. Yes, it would have been, and I was on the other end of that, producing for Steve, and I love Steve, but this would have been a very adventurous, at times not fun evening, trying to get all this information to Steve, the pronunciations to Steve, because he would have been in the mindset of lollipops, 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 and then the Knicks would have traded all these picks, and he would have, well, we have the piece on the lollipops, so we would have been playing that damn lollipop piece from now till eternity,
of
because
course.
He wouldn't have gotten to play it a lot tonight.
And he's like, I got my producer, Rosenberg, going to Disney World. Like, he won the Super Bowl. You know, like, a lot going on here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It was a crazy, wild night tonight. But I love that sort of stuff. The chaos and the chaoticness of a show when there's a lot of breaking news and the draft's going on and things of that nature. It makes it more fun.
Yeah, you're on it, Tommy. You're on it, buddy.
Yep, absolutely. Now, you have some Ibiza recommendations for me? Because this did get brought up last night with Ozzy, where he thinks it's never going to happen.
I chatted with you after the Knicks parade. I was the one who told you about Danny Taglia when he played Pacha with Sinatra.
Which is now the old Mirage location.
Yeah. So I was going to West Virginia University in 2002, and there was a show on entertainment television called Wild On, and they go to different locations, and Ibiza came up. This was like before social media, all that, you know? And so I'm like, I want to go there. So I ended up buying a one-way ticket, did a whole summer there, been back 13 times, but it's changed a lot, you know?
Wow. Okay, so you've been there. You've been to Ibiza, or as locals call it, Ibiza, which is at least at one time was considered the greatest party, whatever you want to call it, island town area, that anywhere in the world. And I have heard that it might not have that title anymore, but you have been through it. You've gone there a whole entire month, which is insane. And you've also been there 13 times. Is it still is it not in the peak anymore? What can you tell me about?
Well, it's completely different. So when I went out there, I lived there for 4 months. I did the whole summer in 02.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a job from this guy from California, had this inflatable gladiator joust. Like I was 21 years old. I was working on the beach.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. But, you know, you get free drink tickets. It was cheaper. You know, no, like, phones. The vibes are great.
Different time, no doubt.
Of that nature.
Yep, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you still got some, like, there's still some great spots to go and all that, but it's changed. But
yeah, no one was vaping or TikToking or trying to find people on their phone.
Meanwhile,
there's a ton of hot chicks just in front of their face. So the bros were in a different mindset in the early 2000s. I can respect that. The spot that I want to go to the most is Ushuaia. Now, obviously, it's a hotel, but it's also an outdoor concert venue slash pool party.
Ushuaia is nice. There used to be a place called Bora Bora right next to Ushuaia, and that was a free party. But you got Amnesia, Pacha, Space, Ibiza
Space.
Is closed now.
Space is closed.
Like,
that's
gone.
Yep.
But, you know, there's other spots. There's some really beautiful spots to check out as well. Just like, you know, just if you want to, you know, do some Zen stuff, some beaches, you know. But, you know, I hit you up on Instagram message, so check it out.
Oh, I got to check that because I don't check my Instagram
I'd like to be
DMs
in contact
so much.
With you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But no, you're my guy, Tommy. And, you know, any rec you need, let me know. And have a good night, my man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Eric. And I will be reaching out. I wanted to do it for 40. It didn't end up happening. But it is a bucket list trip for me. It is something that I've wanted to do for forever. And that is to go to Ibiza. And look, I know there have been clubs that have closed down. But that's the nature of clubs. You know, you pay Paradise to put up a parking lot. At some point, every nightclub, they have their ultimate, you know, where they end, and then with one closing comes a new opening. But yeah, Space Ibiza, big, they did have a Pacho over there. Ushuaia is one that I've always seen either in music videos or on social media or just in general, whether I'm on the internet or on my phone, and it always looked like a Lou Gower type spot, if I could talk about myself in the third person. It has been a bucket list trip for me. It's something that I would love to do. I would, and I don't know if, you said it changed, but you didn't tell me one way or another if it's better or for the worse, and I think it's probably all relative. You know, I've never been there, so I'm sure that, and it's my hope to get there, that I'll love it because it'd be my first time experiencing it. So I won't know what it was like in 2003 or 2010 or anything of that nature. And yeah, the world has changed, absolutely. And I think about that all the time, and whether it's vaping or the TikToks and the on your phone trying to pick up girls on a dating app when you're literally surrounded by girls at a bar and things of this nature. But I still think it's going to be a fun place. And like I said, it's right there as far as any place I want to get to that I haven't been to on the bucket list of vacations. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And we just touched on it a little bit there. And I will make it the fan focus if I haven't done a fan focus. You get an extra fan focus from me if I haven't done one. The fan focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. I think Darius Acuff is as good as anybody in this draft. I consider his game very similar to Kyrie Irving. I texted Evan that before the draft. I said, if you're lucky enough to get this Darius Acuff Jr., you will be very fortunate. I think he's going to be a star in the league. I don't care if he doesn't play great defense. I don't care if people think he's undersized. I know what kind of skill he has. And in the modern NBA, I could get players to play defense around him, much like the Knicks have with Jalen Brunson. You know, some of the things you hear about Darius Acuff Jr., you've heard about Jalen Brunson, and now Jalen Brunson is the best player in the league. But for the Jets to pass on him and him, Darius Acuff, to get selected to pick after, to me, it's incompetence at its highest order. I don't know how Sean Marks, quite frankly, still has a job. I don't know how you survive the fiasco disaster of KD, Kyrie, and James Harden and not winning a championship with three superstars, three future Hall of Famers. That, to me, is just the biggest flop and failure in the history of not only New York sports, but sports in general. And this idea that Marks keeps his job and he has a golden opportunity to take Darius Acuff Jr., he's staring you right in the face, he's there to take a player that I think is the best player in the draft, and the Nets pass on him. They pass on him. And that's why the Nets are where they are. The Knicks are on the top of the mountain because they have somebody that is running their organization that knows what the heck they're doing, and the Nets have somebody that doesn't know what he's doing. So one team is a champion, and the other team will be picking in the top 10 again next year because of continued incompetence of their general manager, Sean Marks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. If you want to join the conversation, the phone number to call is 888-808-1019. We got another 40 minutes to go before Al Cintron comes your way. We'll continue talking about the draft. We'll continue talking about the Yankees and Mets, if you'd like, Lollipop Gate, the Mets, Kodai Senga, all things that are involving my baseball team in Queens. We will open up the conversation about the second apron and this Knicks offseason. If you've missed, because I've talked about it a lot this week, but if you've missed it, I know it's a new audience, you'll get to hear it for the first time. And if it's the second or third time, it'll be just as enjoyable as the first time. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. Tommy Lou Gower here on The Fan.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
125! Here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lou Gower.
Lukey.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Knicks offseason. And the beauty of winning it, because it's amazing, you know, it's our first time here, as champions. You win the championship. You have all this time to celebrate between the championship and the parade. Parade on Thursday. And then the draft is a couple days later. The offseason comes at you really quick, which you love and you'll take every year because it means you won a championship. You know, the Nets have been waiting since opening night to be picking at six. They hoped at one, but it ended up being at six. The Knicks just got done with a parade, you know, 4 days ago, basically. And now they're thrusted into the draft, which they did a lot of moving and grooving. They ended up not acquiring anybody. They drafted somebody, but they ended up trading that player away. They ended up with 5 second-round picks and cash. They have 3 picks in the second round coming up later, including the first pick. I would be stunned if they don't flip that pick. There are players that I liked going into this draft. I liked Evans. I liked Zuby. I liked Caravan. There were names that interested me, but it's all about the apron, and it's all about the second apron, and it's all about retaining these players. And if the Knicks drafted guys tonight and paid them, then you could wave goodbye to some of these bench players. And I think this Knicks team has earned the right to run it back. And once the draft ends and they figure out the situation with Alvarado, because they pushed back his deadline to Friday, to me, the number one priority is Karl-Anthony Towns and extending him. And my hope is that Kat looks at what Brunson did and says, I'm going to take a haircut here. I am going to be a team player. And I say these things not to sort of publicly shame Karl-Anthony Towns into doing it. I'm not. I'm really not. What Jalen Brunson did was very smart, by the way, because Brady did that for years. Take less money, have a better team around me, and look at Tom Brady right now. You think he's getting paid by Fox a lot of money? Tom Brady's no dummy. Jalen Brunson's no dummy. And I like to think Karl-Anthony Towns is no dummy, because you know what? The more you win in New York, the more money you're going to make off the court. Not only during your career, but after your career. And the less money that Brunson makes and Karl-Anthony Towns makes, it gives the Knicks more money to spend elsewhere. And I want to keep this starting five, the best starting five in the league, around together as long as humanly possible. We're already starting to hear about trade Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns is going to be gone in a year. I want that all out of the conversation, out of the atmosphere, because we know with Kat, or at least I project and assume, and I thought that happened this year with the Giannis stuff, I think things like that, contract, trade talks, I think it seeps into the psyche of Karl-Anthony Towns and it affects his play. And I don't want that this year. He's up for an extension. Hopefully he meets the Knicks in the middle. They get that done and it lengthens the window that this team has to win a championship. I want to keep this starting five together as long as humanly possible. The more years they continue to play with it, think about how connected they were this year. Now we add another regular season to it. They're only going to get better and better and better. I've already laid out my map of repeat. I want the Celtics in round one more than you can even imagine. I want the Celtics so badly because they have coalition of Knick haters in as a part of their fan base, Portnoy, Simmons. And there's, oh, well, the Celtics and the... Yeah, okay. First of all, the Celtics lost a Game 7 at home to the corpse of Joel Embiid. That tells you all you need to know about Boston. Their front line is absolutely embarrassing. Their front court is just atrocious. Absolutely pathetic. And by not getting Giannis, it got even worse, and now you have a ticked off Jaylen Brown, so he'll be out of there as well. The Celtics are in shambles. They will find a way to limp themselves in their way into the first round and into the playoffs, I should say, and then the Knicks will take care of them in the first round. Then I want Giannis in the second round, and I want Halliburton in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I want Wemby again in the Finals. That's what I want. I want. I want to shut the people in Boston up. I want to shut the people in Miami up. I want to shut the people up in Indiana, and I want to shut everybody up again by beating the Spurs. That's what I want. I've laid that out now several times. I'll continue to lay that out. I wish the game started tomorrow. That's how pumped up and amped up I am for it, especially with the Celtics. Evan asked me this during the parade. Who do you want the Knicks opponent to be when the banner goes up? And he's like, I want it to be, this is Evan talking, I want it to be the Spurs. I'm like, I don't. I want it to be the Celtics. I understand with Wemby, I get it, but I want it to be the Celtics. First of all, I hate them, and I've always hated them, and more than any other team. And their fans were good to me when I went up there. They were nice, but I hate them. And they've won enough for beyond a lifetime. And the arrogance and all that stuff, can't stand them. So I would just love for that team and for the Celtic fans that are watching on television and they have to see this, or even in highlights or whatever, and their team is a part of it or in the building, for that banner to go up. And then playoff time, I want the Knicks to roll them like they would have this past year, like they, did a couple of years ago. No love lost for Miami, that's for sure. And certainly the conversation, you could just set your watch to it on national media and national television, I should say by the national media, on national television. You could set your watch to this one. It's coming up in, I would say, a week or so. And that is, can you really validate this Knick championship because they didn't go through the Pacers? Can you really validate it? I mean, the Pacers have their number. They didn't beat Halliburton. They didn't beat the Pacers. And now with a healthy Indiana this year, there's no way the Knicks go to the... You know all that nonsense is coming. You can't take away the fact that Indiana knocked the Knicks out 2 years in a row. But I'm telling you right now, this is a different Knick team that is going into the season. It'll be a different Pacer team, even though I think the Pacers are their toughest challenge. That's the one that I want to see at the end. That will be the final boss. We'll make quick work of the Celtics. We'll take care of Giannis. And then I want the... Well, it can't really be the final... It's the final boss in the... I don't want to say it like that because then it's... You're forgetting about the finals. I got to come up with a different word for it. But I want Halliburton. I want the Pacers. I want them bad. And then I want to see Wemby again in the finals. That's just my dream for next season. If it's not, fine. And they win another championship and they go through the Hawks and the Pistons, that's fine. Or the Magic, all well and good, as long as they get there. And they win. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Cologne in Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Cologne?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
How you doing?
You know, Tommy, I like your plan about the Celtics and, you know, and the Pacers and all that. You know, I like the way you're thinking. But, you know, last year the big story was KD to the Rockets. And that's who the OKC play opening night, you know, to defend it as they raise that banner.
Yep.
This time around, I want that to be in the Heat. I want Miami to be at the Garden when we raise that banner. And, you know, I can dream. I wish Pat Riley would be there as we watch that, raise that banner. Because he's the one that was supposed to lead us to a championship in the 90s. And obviously, he
skipped
left
town.
Us.
Yeah.
You know, he skipped out of town.
Yeah, and has had a ton of success in Miami, which is obviously a point of contention. Now it's less of one because the Knicks are where they're at, and they have Leon Rose, and they have Jalen Brunson, and they have this championship team, and they're the defending champs. But I hear you, and I understand. And this Giannis move, this Giannis trade to Miami, it is the newest chapter in this longstanding rivalry between the Knicks and the Heat. I'm here for it. I absolutely am. Yeah. I think the Heat got better, but they're still not better than the Knicks. They gutted out almost their entire roster. Certainly anybody that can knock down a three-pointer, essentially, is off that team. But we'll see if Giannis is that guy. I don't think he is in this spot. But, yeah, I could see it, Miami. I still say Celtics, but Miami is a good choice as well.
Yeah, and also, I wouldn't mind facing the Heat in the playoffs again, because the last couple of times we played them in the playoffs, they've won, obviously. Mm-hmm. They won, I think, in 23. And also, when we had Carmelo, they obviously beat us in the playoffs, you know. So, I wouldn't mind beating the Heat in the playoffs again in the first round, you know.
Well, yeah, you're talking about Indiana. But Miami, they just lost to, and then Indiana with Melo. But the Heat are always kind of that thorn in the side of the Knicks, and vice versa. Like I said, it's a storied rivalry. It's something that has happened a bunch. It's something that we've seen a lot, whether it's Melo and the Heatles and obviously going back to Zoe and Hardaway and things of that nature. but this rekindles the rivalry as far as I'm concerned. Teddy's in Yonkers. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, you, Loogie, I agree with you totally. You took the words out of my mouth. By the Knicks trading up, trading these second round, these first round picks, they don't, the second round picks are not guaranteed money, and they don't, they can, don't have to worry about the second apron, and therefore they're trying to keep the whole roster intact. Do you agree with me on that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And, Loogie, let me ask you this. Are you worried about Miami with adding Giannis and then the other big guy, I forgot his name, and will Miami be contending with us in that contention?
Miami will definitely be in contention. And I apologize for the last call. I think we got conflated in our conversation talking about the Pacers and Heat. But the Heat will definitely be a contender. I just don't think they're better than the Knicks. I don't. I think they got better, but they're still not better than the Knicks. And yes, I want to see this team totally back. I want to see every player that was at that parade and enjoyed this championship run and was a part of this championship run, I want to see them all back with the Knicks in 2027. I think this Knicks team has earned the right to defend their crown. Every player on this team. And I don't want to hear about a second apron. The Knicks are in a position where if they go to the second apron, they won't be handcuffed by the second apron rules. They're trying to retain their players. They're not trying to add players. Plus, you could always get out of the second apron. So I don't think the second apron is as much a dirty phrase to the Knicks being defending champions and trying to retain their team as it would be to another franchise. This team has earned the right to run it back. And I want to see every player back. I want to see Cat extended. I want to see Mitch back. I want to see Shamet back. I want to see Alvarado back on down the line. And I want to see another parade, another championship with this group who throughout the playoff run gelled, came together. And I want to see, much like those Warriors teams that were a dynasty, I want to see this team continue to grow and that cohesion, connectiveness, and chemistry continue to grow. Take a shot at it. Take a run at it with this team. They've earned it, this group. And my hope, maybe it's pie in the sky, but my hope is that they run it back. Second apron be damned. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Yes, it is all about second aprons. It's also about lollipops. And Jazz Chisholm, to me, was not in the wrong two nights ago now as far as the lollipop in his mouth. First of all, he's a professional baseball player. He's a world-class athlete. If the ball was to be hit at him where he'd have to dive or make a play where the lollipop would be a problem, I think he would have just removed it from his mouth, thrown it to the side, and made the play. Number two, the lollipops are in the dugout. We found that out tonight when Jazz celebrated with the lollipops in the dugout. And he showed it to the camera. Because Jazz is fully aware, obviously, what his manager said. And I'm stunned that Aaron Boone chose this hill to die on. I mean, the guy basically runs a country club there. He doesn't want to criticize any of his players, never does. And this is the situation that he criticizes? Now, maybe he knows that Jazz is on his way out. This is his final year. And he could start saying things like this about him. Although, after the game, Aaron Boone basically said, Jazz could have all the lollipops he wants. Well, yeah, he did end up hitting a big home run. He did end up making all the, I think, false, fake outrages. And I'm not necessarily putting Aaron Boone in that category because he is the manager of the team. I'm just talking about anybody that is on social media or talks into a microphone. It's like, seriously? This is, you're going to get mad because a guy had a lollipop in his mouth? Didn't think it was a big deal then. Certainly don't think it's a big deal now. Jazz has the big night, hits a home run, celebrates with the lollipops. And those that criticize, I could see them jumping on the lollipop train, so to speak, and making this into a thing. if the Yankees start winning a bunch of games in a row and Jazz is at the center of that and hit a bunch of home runs, the lollipop stuff will become an even bigger story. It might die in 2 days, but it might have life and legs here. But I don't think it's unprofessional. I don't think it's not the Yankee way. What's the difference between sucking on a lollipop or chewing gum or spitting tobacco out on the field or eating sunflower seeds on the field? He wasn't sitting there at second base enjoying a three-course meal. He wasn't grilling hot dogs and burgers like it was the 4th of July. He wasn't eating an ice cream cone. He was enjoying something that is provided to the players in the dugout, and that is a lollipop. And as far as I know, there's no sign up that says, hey, you can't take the lollipop with you to the field. It's baseball. 95% of the time, they're sitting around standing there doing nothing or sitting around doing nothing. Baseball, you literally, this is baseball. You stand, you stand, you stand. You look around, you check out the girls in the audience. You stare at grass grow. Maybe a ball is hit to you during the inning. You then go and sit. And perhaps you sit for a half inning. Perhaps you stand up, you pick up a piece of wood, you go to the plate, and you stand there. Then you might run, then you might walk, then you might jog, but ultimately you go back to sitting and then go back to standing. That's what you do for 3 hours. It's not hockey where you're constantly skating around, or basketball, you're constantly running around. You could stand there idle and enjoy a lollipop at second base. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mary in Brooklyn here on After Hours. What's up, Mary?
Hey, how's it going, Tommy?
It's going great. Hopefully the same for you, Mary.
Yeah. So before I get to my lollipop thing, I just have one quick point.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking before about your lenses and your glasses. And
yes.
As a fellow lenses wearer, can I share a story really quickly?
Yes, I can. Now, Mary, let me ask you this. Are you, because I always forget, nearsighted, farsighted, I can't see far away. Do you have the same sort of issue as well, or are you more that you can't see close up in front of you, or both?
I can't see far either, which actually really helps, basically. So I think it was around like a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up, my eyes were very red and itchy and whatever.
Do you wear contacts as well, or just glasses?
It was actually a problem I didn't have. I mean, I used to wear glasses, and for about a year and a half, I've been wearing lenses,
mm-hmm.
and then now I have to go back to glasses. I'll explain why. So,
gotcha.
So I went to the eye doctor, and they said I have an infection in both of my eyes, and the eye doctor was like, oh, I've never had a patient who had in both eyes before. I was like, okay, that's comforting. So, it wasn't like very serious. I just had to take like eye drops, and, but I had to stay off lenses. And what happened was, you're supposed to take out your lenses every night.
You were sleeping in your contacts with your contacts in your eyes. You know what, Mary? It's so funny that you bring that up. When I was in college, I did the same thing. And I shouldn't have done this. But I was sleeping with my contacts in. And this was, I don't know how you did it. I don't know how I did it. Because when you wake up, they're all like crusty and they all hurt. Now, if I ever accidentally sleep with my contacts in, I immediately notice that I did that and I take them out. I actually just like wake up in the middle of the night and take them out. But I'm very cognizant of it. Anywho, I was in college and I got real, hopefully everything's good with you. It sounds like it is. I had really bad infections in my eyes and it could have been really serious. Thankfully, I was lucky I didn't end up having that. But yeah, to anybody that wears contacts out there, take them out of your eyes. Do not keep them in. I was keeping them in for a very long time and had some pretty bad eye stuff happen. And luckily, it was nothing permanent.
Yeah. Also, so it was end of the year, so I was having like tests and things, so it was a good thing I was nearsighted because.
Yeah, you were able to read your test because you couldn't wear glass. You didn't have the lenses, contacts, and you didn't have glasses. So, in order to take your test, thankfully, you were able to see right in front of you. Yeah, otherwise, you'd be squinting. Like that's why some of these videos they used to put out. I don't know if you're on social media, Mary, but it always looked like I looked like a Clint Eastwood or I was squinting. It's because I wear glasses, but I wasn't wearing my contacts or glasses. So I didn't even realize it, and I am now like self-conscious about it, like not the squint, but yeah, I don't have my glasses on me now or contacts. They're down in my car, the glasses. But I was very hesitant, Mary, to get glasses. That was probably a vanity thing. But luckily, I was able to get a sweet pair of ones that Jackson Dart actually has. So I will bust those out sooner rather than later here on the digital side of things.
Mm-hmm. So I got glasses, so that was good. Now I could see.
Yeah.
But anyway, so about the lollipop. So I think on the Carden show, they were talking about this, that they should, that Jazz should get stick with lollipops. And even lollipops with sticks, and Akora brought this up before that.
There's stickless lollipops?
I have no idea, but that's what they're talking about. Okay. They should make it, they should invent it, blah, blah, blah. But Akora brought this up before, and I thought it was dangerous. And even, not even lollipops, also gum. Isn't it, like, dangerous for the players? Like, so they're running out there, and they swallow and start,
well,
I don't know.
Well, glad you brought that up, Mary, because you sound like my late great-grandmother, who used to say that all the time about gum when players would chew gum, and she thought they would choke. And that's a great point by her and by you, is that nobody seems to care that players are chewing gum and they could choke on that, but everybody thinks that Jazz is going to choke on the lollipop. Maybe because there's a stick involved. I don't know what the deal is, but I would think you could just as easily choke on gum as you can on a lollipop.
I feel like people just want to get want something to be mad about.
Bingo. And they don't like Jazz, or they're unhappy with his production or whatever, or they don't think he's a player that fits the class of the Yankees and the professionalism of the Yankees, all this nonsense. But I didn't have a problem with it, Mary. It doesn't sound like you did either.
Neither.
You know, who doesn't love a lollipop? Now, even a blow pop, I go watermelon or green apple, but it really, to me, is a no biggie. And I think, especially after Jazz having a big game, Mary, it is now going to be more embraced and be more of a thing that the team or the fans rally behind rather than get aggravated about.
Yeah, the entire day everybody was talking about lollipops. I'm like, oh, I'm in the mood of a lollipop now. Yeah. I want to go search my house for one.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually didn't have that urge, Mary, but now I feel the urge, and I appreciate the call as always. I feel the urge to enjoy a lollipop. I don't think we have any. My wife's not a big anything, but she's really, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable she's made it this far, but she's not a huge lollipop person because I've never seen her. I'd like to see her enjoy a lollipop, but I've never actually seen her enjoy a lollipop. Get your head out of the gutter, people. 1:47 here in the morning. It's a family program here. But yeah, a blow pop, especially whether it's green apple or watermelon, I definitely am a huge fan of that, for sure. But yeah, I think the Yankees and Yankee fans, if this ends up being like a streak and Jazz gets hot, I think they'll start to embrace the lollipop and it'll become a thing. But certainly Jazz got the last laugh, as he should. You know, the baseball gods. Sanity won out here because the baseball god sat there and said, this is nonsense. This is so stupid. This is just fake false outrage. Let's let Jazz Chisholm get the last laugh. Here's a home run for you, Jazz. You get your moment. You get to crow after the game. And now the Yankee fan that was upset about it, they got to eat it or embrace the lollipop. And that's just the way sports is sometimes, though. The person that gets mad about something, when it goes in the positive direction, all of a sudden, oh, well, no, I was always on board with the lollipop. I was always on board with that. Yeah, again, I don't know if I have an urge for... you know what I have an urge for is what Rosenberg has been unable to acquire for me, and that is the cosmic brownie, which we've been talking about here for months. I'm a huge brownie guy. I like it a la mode with a little bit of ice cream. Oh, man. I can't be thinking about these sort of things because it is summer, and I don't want to become Tommy the soft man here because I get the round face and digital puts out these videos and the internet is very, very mean. Plus, if I'm not wearing my glasses and I'm squinting and my face is fat, it just becomes a situation that is not very pleasurable for me to read the comments. So I don't want to eat a lot of dessert here. But when I start thinking about a brownie and I start thinking about ice cream on that brownie, it's tough to pass. It is. And I wouldn't even call it the prototypical. You know what the prototypical, and I had this the other day, but I had a very small portion of it. S'mores. I mean, that is, to me, the summer, if you were to say summer dessert, s'mores. And then second, I would have, of course, ice cream and an ice cream cone. Although, I'm more of an ice cream cone person at night, and the reason that is the case in the summer is because it's too hot during the day and it melts in the sun. How many times you walk around, you see people, whether it's at the ice cream man or Carvel or wherever, and they got ice cream all over their face and it's running down their arm and they barely were able to eat their ice cream because either they're too chatty or whatever the case may be, and they don't get to enjoy it. And don't give me put it in a cup thing. You know, don't be one of these ice cream in a cup people. Ice cream is made to be in a cone, not a cup. You walk around with a cup, I got an issue with you. It's supposed to be in a cone, a waffle cone ideally, but I'll take those sugar cones if they don't have the waffle. And you get a little bit of the chocolate on the waffle cone with some sprinkles. Oh, baby. But to me, it's s'mores and then it's ice cream cone after that, but only at night because it's too hot during the day and it melts. Kayvon is in Ridgefield, New Jersey here on After Hours. He will wrap up the show here. Alson Tron comes your way next. What's going on, Kayvon?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
Great. How you doing?
I'm glad you said waffle cone because that's obviously the correct answer.
No doubt. It's always waffle cone for me. You're way, way better. I will eat the begrudgingly. I will have a sugar cone.
Yeah.
But I didn't get into this game to be a sugar cookie getter. I want the waffle cone. That's what I'm looking for.
And it fits a lot more ice cream, too.
Absolutely.
You get a bang for your buck.
100%.
Quick comment on I personally, my only thought on the lollipop thing is it's just another encapsulating photo of how beautiful baseball is. It's the only sport where something like that could even happen.
Of course. And I brought that up. You couldn't do it in the NFL. You can't on the field. You can't do it in hockey on the ice. You can't do it basketball on the court. But the one sport you can enjoy a lollipop is baseball because you're sitting there standing around half the time.
Part of it is leisure, you know? It's like part of the image of the sport and the flow to it, too. I think
summer,
people,
leisure,
all jazz.
That.
Exactly. I think because it's jazz.
Correct.
He gets flack really quickly because he constantly kind of brushes up on the edges of what's too much with the antics or like the little showy things. But he always redeems himself is the thing.
He's a habitual line stepper. Yeah, he definitely puts himself in positions where, and I think it's just a sense of humor. I really do. I don't think he's got any kind of mean spirit about him or unprofessionalism. I just think that's just his personality, but people just want a
competitive spirit.
Yeah, and people just want to just line up to bash the guy. It's just stupid over a lollipop. Get lost. I'm not in that boat. That's for sure.
Right. Exactly. When he's doing bad, they're easy to gang up on him. But then when he redeems himself,
I wasn't able to make this point in full before, but I bring up Lindor. You know, when Lindor is struggling, everybody wants to talk about that he smiles or he dyes his hair or he has earrings. It's stupid, and I'll always defend people like that because it's just picking on somebody for the sense of picking on him. But he to me is kind of in that category, and I get it. You're struggling, but then get after him for struggling, not for lollipop.
He always redeems himself so quickly.
He does. He does. He did it tonight. Immediately he did it. Yeah.
Immediately. Yeah. You know, like,
well, because he's super talented. That's why.
He really is, truly. Yeah. Speed and power. But, you know, the Knicks, the whole, I think run it back is perfect. I think they did exactly what they needed to do. I think they are going to keep everybody. I think Brunson set a precedent that everybody's going to follow because no one's going to want to be the one that broke up the Knicks. You know? I think
agreed.
It really feels like a family. I think I truly feel different with this team, you know, and I really think that the only other team that could be close is maybe the Thunder. They're really close like that too, but this Knicks team is special, you know, they really are. I think they're undoubtedly special. And I think what Kat has a year and then he has a player option. I think
he does, but he's also up for an extension this summer. And if he wants to go the route of Jalen, where he takes a hometown discount, which I hope he does, that would obviously be huge for them.
I think he will. I think even their relationship, I mean, hearing how he talks about Jalen, he's, you know, fully bought in and committed to Captain Jalen, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be willing, but, you know, we'll see, I guess. But my last thing is the Nets.
Kayvon, and I'm not doing this because it's the Nets, I promise. That it seemed like I was being a jerk there because it's the Nets, but we are wrapping the show up. But that was a great conversation, and I look forward to talking to you again, Kayvon. Yeah, look. Darius Acuff Jr. should have been the Nets pick. Sean Marks is clueless. I don't know how he has a job. I don't know how you survive KD, Kyrie, James Harden fiasco, but somehow he has managed to keep his job, and he continues to just be bad at his job. That'll do it for me. My thanks to Fleegs. My thanks to Rosenberg. My thanks to all the listeners. My thanks to all the calls. It was a very fun, very chaotic show. Really enjoyed it. You can go back on the Odyssey app, the Rewind function, and check that out, and some of the best segments will be up online for podcast consumption. That'll do it for me. Alson Tron comes your way next, and I'll be back after the Yankee game later on tonight, right here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.